Hello, friends. This is Bob Friedland. I am the host of John Kerry for President 2008. This blog is a collection of my opinions and thoughts about Senator Kerry. They do not represent Senator Kerry's opinion. They do not represent the opinions of the Democratic Party. This blog is supported by me. I do not receive any funds or support, either directly or indirectly, from any candidate or any political group or political party. Well, that being said, I wanted to touch base and tackle and open up discussion on the subject of gay marriage, the subject of same-sex civil unions, the subject of the 14th Amendment, and how we as Democrats should deal with this issue when faced with this wedge issue as presented by what I call the wedgies, the Karl Rove Republicans who tried to obfuscate and confuse the voter and do anything they can to get votes, whether it hurts people, whether it brings people together, whether it advances freedom in this nation, or whether it trashes the Constitution. I think it's a fact that there are many households in America headed by same-sex parents. These households often have children that may be adopted, maybe the product of natural or artificial insemination, maybe the result of surrogate motherhood, maybe just foster parents taking care of a child or children from difficult environment. These children are worthy of having parents that have all the rights and privileges of marriage, of civil union. These children deserve the protection of marriage, whether it be child custody, child support, in the case of a dissolution of a relationship, insurance benefits, inheritance, and just the respect of their fellow Americans who recognize their parents to be worthy as the children in households headed by heterosexual parents. It is simply mean-hearted to attack same-sex households, same-sex relationships, with the lame excuse that they're attacking us. When Republicans talk about the defense of marriage, they're talking about bashing same-sex relationships, same-sex households, and homosexual individuals who are somehow second-class citizens. Democrats cannot yield to this type of pressure. Progressives cannot yield to this kind of pressure. And Republicans must reject this thinking. Every American in the United States or elsewhere should be considered equal under the law. That's what the 14th Amendment was about. It said that every American citizen would be treated equally. It would have equal protection of the law. It is simplistic and naive to say a homosexual individual can go ahead and marry somebody of the opposite sex. It's just not how it works. It's naive and disrespectful to deny others benefits that you enjoy. It is immoral, in fact. While we may not condone or agree with a homosexual relationship, that's each individual's business to determine their way to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. We cannot dictate what religious views, what political views, and no, we cannot dictate even what sexual views one should have. But America is greatest when the freedom in America is the largest. America is at its best when it tolerates diversity. It is at its worst when it dictates conformity. Religious leaders who preach hate and not love are not worthy of their calling. There is so much hate in this world. There is so much intolerance. There is so much distrust that we must work together for mutual respect to allow the greatest degree of freedom in America and not pass constitutional amendments that create second-class citizens. Not to tell the big lie that they're trying to hurt us while we try to hurt them. I'm ashamed of those states that have moved ahead to pass constitutional amendments to deny two individuals who seek commitment to each other the right to express their love in marriage because we don't understand them. It reminds me of the racial laws that denied people the right to marry if they're of a different race. It's part of bigotry and intolerance. It is time that we identify this as such. And we as Democrats should put forward a constitutional amendment of our own, guaranteeing every American the right of marriage, guaranteeing every American the right of civil union, regardless of their race, gender, handicap, or yes, regardless of their sexual orientation. Democrats need to be the party of freedom, the party of tolerance, the party of understanding, and yes, the party of love. That's the value that is important to me. That's what family values is about. Family values is about respecting families, whatever their shape or form, whether they're headed by one parent or two parents. Every family and every child and every parent is worthy of our respect and our support as we all struggle to deal with having children, having families, and making America a better place for the next generation. Had this discussion today in the lounge at work, and I know I need to go on the record. To let people know that Democrats and this blogger will stand up and fight intolerance, will fight against racial discrimination, will fight against sexual orientation discrimination, will fight against gender discrimination, will fight against xenophobia, will fight against homophobia, will fight against all forms of ignorance and backward-thinking views, and work hard to create an America that respects every individual, that allows for the greatest degree of freedom and fulfillment for every American, the greatest degree of respect for every family, and that is a family value. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I hope that I struck a chord. I don't always think that you'll agree with me. Again, my opinion is not Senator Kerry's opinion, but it's my opinion. I support Senator Kerry. I appreciate the work that he's done for America and for the work that he continues to do. If you have any comments or questions, you can reach me at bobsadviceforstocks@lycos.com. You can visit my blog at http://kerryforpresident2008.blogspot.com and visit my Podomatic website at http://kerryforpresident2008.podomatic.com. Thank you for taking the time to share a few moments with me as I let off some steam tonight, and hope that Wisconsin becomes the first state that stands up against intolerance, that stands up against gay bashing and hate, that stands up against ignorance, and stands for understanding, respect, and love, and stands for the Constitution. That's my hope. Good night.